Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Captain's Log, 716-2021, broadcasting live from the Starship, Free Talk Live. Am I a nerd?
Yes.
I like this. I like this new intro of yours. You should do that every show.
It just popped into my head today. I've only been doing this show for, I don't know, a couple of years or something.
And well, so, Chris, would that make you the first officer and I can be like a passenger on the ship?
Sure. Okay. You're wearing the red shirt, so you go on the away mission.
Oh, no, I don't want to go on the away mission. I'll be killed.
It's too late. You're wearing the red shirt.
It's all over for the red shirt.
Yep. Eventually, you perish in some. But, you know, you do it for the crew, right?
You know, the thing that struck me about Star Trek, and by the way, we'll get to intros on your calls in just a bit, and let's introduce ourselves first.
So this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Chris.
And TJ the Spy.
And we'll get to who TJ the Spy is also.
He's the guy who ratted us out.
You had something you were going to say. Do you remember what it was?
No. It's gone out in one ear and out the other, my good sir.
All right, well, before we get to talking about ourselves and what's going on, let's go to, we have Stephen calling from the UK. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? You look like something from the Captain Predator, bro.
I'm sorry,
wow.
Can you say that again?
I said you look like someone in the episode of the Captain Predator.
Oh, wow.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, I go for that, dashing criminal look. I can't see you, so I can't comment on your appearance. What's on your mind tonight, Stephen?
I just want to know why your man's in the back looks like the KFC Colonel on meth. The man's with that long-ass beard.
Well, I'm the only bearded one here.
Yeah. Wait, why, no. We have Keith.
Do you look like KFC? No? Huh? I don't know why. It's probably just coincidence. Anything else on your mind, Stephen?
I hear that, Paul. Do you believe this COVID stuff is a conspiracy, or do you believe it's real?
Well, it depends on what you mean by this COVID stuff.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Do I believe that there is some sort of a disease, you know, something that resembles the flu, as, you know, the common folk know it, that's going around? Yes. Why do I believe that? I had it. Now, as far as the rest of it is concerned, I think it's all a bunch of hogwash. It's a bunch of politicians and authoritarians trying to take control and keep control, more for themselves and less for you. That's what I believe.
Yeah, it's exploitation is what it is. It's exploitation of something that's real and made into something it's not, effectively, and we're all being harmed as a result.
TJ?
You know, the thing, I don't have too much to say about COVID. I believe it's real. Coronavirus is a disease. In fact, Mom would not see me. I went home this past week, and Mom wouldn't see me unless I got my vaccine. So I had to get my vaccine. I had to take one and get my shot, my Fauci-ouchie.
To see Mom, huh?
To see Mom, yeah.
Steve, what about you? Have you been vaccinated? What do you think of all the COVID stuff? Steven?
Oh, sorry. I'm trolling. I didn't realize my name was Steven. Yeah. I haven't had my vaccine yet.
Okay. Great. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Steven. Have a good night.
Oh, trolls.
He didn't realize his name was Steven.
Yeah.
Well, that's the name you gave us.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Didn't realize my name was Steven. All right. Thanks for the call, Steven. All right. So, TJ the Spy, I know who you are.
You know who I am, but maybe some of the listeners know.
And some of the listeners who listen regularly will know that you've called in.
called in. I'm a regular caller.
Somewhat regularly. You're not a chronic caller, as we like to say, but you know, you call in frequently enough that regular listeners should at least have heard your name before. But
and I was a host here on the LRN.
For some time.
For some time, for several months.
He co-hosted for, I feel like it was a long while.
That was maybe a year or something. Yeah. Back in 2015, 2016, about the FBI raid.
I remember listening to you all the time on Free Talk Live, you know, during the second FBI raid there. were heavily affected by.
Wait, so it's March 16th, number three?
There were three FBI investigations in Keene surrounding.
Right, but there are only two breaches of the property, right?
Correct.
Okay, all right. So, TJ the Spy, for the listeners who don't know, who are you?
Well, I was a spy for the United States government at the National Security Agency back in September 30th, 2002 to July 26, 2006.
So NSA?
So the NSA at Fort Meade, Maryland, yeah.
So when you got your paycheck,
yes,
what did it say? Who was it from? Like what bank or institution?
Oh, it was direct deposited from, it would say U.S. federal government.
Okay.
So that's what it said on my paycheck, okay. U.S. federal government.
I just always like to point out to people that, you know, there's contradictions within government itself, and I always like to look at where the money is, right? So, like, you know, if you're going to court for something, you want to look at the judge, the prosecutor, and probably the police officer who, you know, arrested you or gave you the ticket or whatever, and go, who's paying them? Oh, they're all getting paid by the same place. Wow, weird.
Yeah.
In any other instance, that would be a conflict of interest, but... Yeah. So, at any rate, go ahead.
Well, that's what I did, you know, for 3 years, 9 months, until they tossed my hiney out because I was a little mentally ill. And one of my friends said, you can go far here. You just got to keep your mouth shut and not see stuff, you know?
Not see stuff.
You got to learn to not see stuff. That's what he told me. And I just couldn't do that. It was one of those things that if I saw waste or fraud or abuse of something, I would speak up and say, this is wrong. According to subsection 4 of the Internal Revenue, we cannot do this.
Right. Is that what constitutes mental illness these days?
Well, you know, it's what they say if they want to get rid of you. I mean, the thing is, when you work for the NSA or the CIA or the FBI or the NRO or the NGA or the MCIA or the AIA or the, have I left anybody?
Jesus, how many agencies are there?
There are 15 different intelligence agencies. There's the NSA, the National Security Agency.
And do any of those include the Postal Inspection?
Not, but it does include the Secret Service, the Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Treasury.
Okay.
So they all have intelligence bureaus.
I didn't even realize that the number of federal agencies could have doubled based on what showed up here. I thought they all showed up.
Yeah, there are 15 intelligence agencies. There are the five military service intelligence agencies, so like the Air Force Intelligence Agency, ONI, Office of Naval Intelligence,
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
Coast Guard.
Coast Guard, thank you.
Yes. And you have the FBI, which does counterintelligence, so they're an intelligence agency, and they're also the only law enforcement agency.
I agree. The FBI is definitely counter to intelligence.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, you can say that again.
What kind of, like, spy work were
you
doing?
I was a cryptographic mathematician. So, I mean, people think spy means, like, you know, knives and guns and karate and James Bond. But real spy work is nothing like that.
So you were sitting at a desk?
Sitting at a desk, code breaking. You know, we'd say, okay, here's a, you know, you pick a standing military code, and can you break it? Can you figure out a way of what it says? And they
you were a member of the cubicle people.
Yes.
Okay.
And I had access to all the supercomputing power at the NSA, so if I wanted to do a job on a supercomputer, I could submit a request, and it would go and do its thing. That's what I missed about working at the NSA. Man, the budget. The intelligence community, they waste this back then. 2002 was like $40 billion. I'm sure it's a lot bigger now.
Yeah.
But, you know, $40 billion, to give you a little bit of context, there are 300 million Americans in the United States. So, 100, that's about $100 per person, a little about 130 and some change.
Yeah, more per taxpayer, probably.
Per taxpayer per year. So every year, about $130 of your money goes to pay the CIA, the Air Force Intelligence Agency. All these intelligence agencies cost money. So I forget what the exact number was, and I'm sure it's classified, so it's probably good my memory is fuzzy after all these years. But when I got fired after 3 years, 9 months, as I said, because I had my clearance revoked, and so I needed another job. So I went and got another job, and
got married, got divorced, and then went back to graduate school, got my degree, my master's degree, and then finally found my way up here to Keene after my first divorce. I was looking for something to do, and I'm glad I came up here because I met my current husband, James, who is James Robin of Cleveland. And we will talk more about that when we come back.
Yeah, I'm curious like how you decided to come to Keene, and we can get to that as well. So, and we'll get to your calls. We have, looks like, some folks calling as well. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to join us here on Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, we've got some calls holding. We'll get to you momentarily. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain, and joining me,
Chris and TJ the Spy.
And we've been talking about all sorts of fun stuff. And TJ, we'll pick up on where we left off. But first, let's go to Joe from Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good, Joe. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so your friend here is from the NSA. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Well, it was. September 30th, 2002 until July 26, 2006. And I remember those dates because they're very painful in my memory.
So about 4 years or so?
3 years, nine Three months. Years.
Okay, very good. You have some questions?
Just there? Enough to long be vested with the thrift savings plan. So as soon as I was vested, I said, oh, I got my 3 years in, the matching money, I get that, keep that. And for those of you who don't know, the thrift savings plan is like the 401k, the government employee 401k program.
Probably way better than everybody.
Yeah, they have a first matching on the first 5%. So if you put in 5%, you get to keep 5%. And they immediately double your money. So
Joe, go ahead. You have some questions?
Well, first of all, so I also heard you make a passing comment about your husband. So you're gay?
Yeah. Been married once, got divorced, he left me. That was $250,000 oopsie.
Yeah.
Oh. It's one of those things that happens. I wish I could say I took it well, but yeah, I am.
I bet you did take it well. Since you're gay and in the NSA, how many underage boys did you smuggle into the country?
None.
Now, your voice cracked there. Now, I'm no cryptic mathematician like you, but that tells me that you're a liar.
No, you think I'm lying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what type of mathematics did you do for the NSA?
I was an elliptic curve mathematician. I specialize in elliptic curves.
LRN.FM.
Dump you up. Sorry, bud. Dump.
Bye-bye. We are a radio show. We're not an internet-only show. And most folks are already aware of this. So if you do manage to get on and cuss, why, we do have the infamous radio delay. And so if you do cuss, we will dump you. And we will play something in place of your cuss word that the FCC disapproves of. I personally have no problem with people cussing.
Me neither. If people want to come in and just rant.
Are doing a radio show, and thus I must say no cussing on the radio show. We're actually broadcast over terrestrial radio somewhere around almost 200 radio stations. So, in order for us to continue to do that, no cussing on the show, please, and thank you to any and all callers and future callers. Moving right along, let's just go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Doing well. What's on your mind, Terry?
Yeah, I just wanted to get a bit of promotion. I got a new company. We make vests. You know, if anybody needs a vest, you know, you can get it from me. My name's Terry, surname Wrist. Can you guys give me a shout-out?
Terry Wrist?
Yeah, for your vest.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny. What? I got to give you props to that.
Got him.
That's pretty good.
Got him.
Hey,
got
cool.
him.
Thanks for the call, Terry. I'm tempted to buy one of his
it took me a while to get it. I'm like a vest, like a ballistic vest for, you know, protection if you get shot. And then oh, dang.
Well, and I'm like, are you talking about like one of the leather biker vests? Are you talking about a fishing vest? Are you talking about a Kevlar vest? Like, you know, so, yeah, he definitely got us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
All right, so TJ, you were talking before we had the break there about your experiences at the NSA.
Yeah, and basically I left and did a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, got married, as I said, and had
I'm curious, like, did you arrive in Keene before knowing about the activism that was going on here?
No, I actually came to Keene because my best friend, who I met in graduate school, he wanted to come up here for the Free State Project, and he told me, he said, dude, you're crazy like everybody else up here. You believe in freedom.
That's so
you
true.
Believe the government should be limited. You rant about how the laws are unfair. fair and how they punish the poor
people. I disagree
people.
With your friend. I think you're sane in believing those things.
Yeah.
Because those things are factually accurate and true.
Yeah. And so when I came up here to Keene and I found a lot of people who believe the same things I did, like, oh, yeah, the government does make mistakes. The government does come out and ruin people's lives who are totally innocent sometimes.
Would you say that you are a libertarian, an anarchist?
I'd probably say I'm an anarchist. Voluntarist describes me very well. I believe voluntary interactions are what really work in society.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you be against voluntary interactions? Like,
well,
it's hard to understand, like, what goes through people's heads.
When I talk to folks who, you know, are not of... You know, the ilks of the names that we've mentioned here, libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist, that type of thing. When I talk to them, and I get around to asking them that exact question, like, are you against voluntary interaction no matter, you know, what? And never has anybody gone, well, no, I love voluntary interaction.
Yeah,
of course. You should have my consent before you do anything.
If you're not a fan of voluntary interaction, you're pro-violence.
Right.
And why would anybody be pro-violence?
So it's difficult for folks to say, I'm totally against voluntary interaction, because, I mean, obviously that, you know, puts them in a bad spot.
Well, you know, when I think voluntary interactions that are illegal, so like the typical one you have is drug dealer and buyer. So yeah. When I go and purchase marijuana from my local marijuana dispensary in Colorado, where it's legal under state law, I'm still violating federal law because they claim the right to say this is a DEA Schedule 1 plant. Nobody is allowed to grow it for any reason because we don't approve of it. And that is, you know, one thing I love about Keene is when I saw all these people coming up and standing up to the government and doing things like, yeah, the drinking beer in the middle of the town hall. So every time the legislator says raise taxes, you take a sip.
That's so
and
great.
They weren't bothering anybody. They weren't harassing anybody, but the government couldn't have that. They
The reaction was priceless.
You know, the overreaction, I should say, from the team, these petty government bureaucrats. It's so wonderful just to see their get into their hackles and caws and make them irritated because you can see how petty they are sometimes.
So I know because I lived in Seattle for a couple of decades. And they also have, you know, legalized recreational marijuana. And so the last, you know, couple of years that I was there, there was a place down the street from my apartment where you could go and buy the marijuana. And it was fun, man. I mean, they made it fun. They did a thing on, I think it was Wednesdays, if you showed up, you know, early, 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, whatever it is, they would have this $10 grab bag. You give them 10 bucks, and just whatever was about to, quote, expire, unquote, because they had dates to sell by on some of their products, they would just put it in a bag, and you just reach your hand in, and whatever the one thing you got, that's what you got for your 10 bucks.
Yeah.
And it was usually pretty good value. So I really enjoyed that. But there... Since you're a mathematician, I want to ask you something about Bitcoin, how it relates to the business of marijuana, and we can do that in just a little bit. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. If you would like to join us here on Free Talk Live, special edition with TJ the Spy in the studio. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
They're killing people. I mean, it really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
President Biden's comments before heading off to Camp David for the weekend. The president not happy with social media platforms that he believes are allowing the spread of misinformation about coronavirus vaccines. This comes as the CDC director says coronavirus deaths are on the rise. A federal judge in Texas is invalidating an Obama-era initiative that provided deportation protections and work permits to some illegal immigrants, a ruling that places the program in jeopardy. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon ruling the DACA program is unlawful because Congress never gave the executive branch the power to grant mass reprieves to illegal immigrants who are in the country illegally. USA Radio News. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is set to be questioned by state investigators on Saturday.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says that includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. This year's games in London feature the Atlanta Falcons facing off against the New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Miami Dolphins. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, the telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us on the air tonight here at Free Talk Live, I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Chris
and TJ the Spy.
TJ, thanks for being here today and guesting.
Oh, my pleasure, dude. I was willing to come in. I wanted to actually promote a new project thanks to the Crypto Six doing what they do. For those who don't know, the Crypto Six are a group of six people up here in New Hampshire who were arrested on March 16th of this year for basically selling Bitcoin. And one of the things that I thought about doing to help promote awareness of this case, there's a new character out there named Mr. Bitcoin.
What? A new character?
A new character.
Named Mr. Bitcoin.
Mr. Bitcoin.
Oh, boy.
Basically, he is bringing Bitcoin, and he will be in front of the U.S. courthouse and the U.S. attorney's office and in various places around Boston and Keene over the next week. To help promote the awareness of Bitcoin as a cryptocurrency, help people get wallets installed, help them raise awareness of, you know, what it is.
Bitcoin activism?
Bitcoin activism,
nice.
Yes. Mr. Bitcoin.
I like this. Is there a way that our listeners can, you know, follow or track know where Mr. Bitcoin might be?
You know what? It's one of those things you'll just have to come down to Keene, New Hampshire sometime, and, you know, you'll definitely know Mr. Bitcoin when you see him. There's only one Mr. Bitcoin, and everybody knows who he is when he's on the Central Town Square.
We could talk more about Mr. Bitcoin. I just want to let folks know that it is hard to believe that Bitcoin has only existed for a decade, like 11 years, I guess, now technically. That decade has seen some remarkable developments for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency already. Bitcoin has proven to be an invaluable tool that is changing the world. Chances are you've already heard about Bitcoin, and maybe you've decided that it's finally time to learn about it. Well, Bitcoin.com has everything you need for that, including some very short videos that will only take a few minutes of your time to teach you the basics so that you can get involved with this still groundbreaking technology. It's been around for going on 11 years, but it's still in its infancy, believe it or not. It's still early times for the Bitcoin. So even if you already know about Bitcoin, there's still something for you at Bitcoin.com. You can stay up to date on all the news that is relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. Something for everyone, from the novice to the expert. Again, Bitcoin.com. It's a very sleek, easy-to-use, modern website. Check it out, Bitcoin.com. So prior to the break, I had mentioned something about Bitcoin and the marijuana industry. I wanted to ask you because you...
I've been in both the Bitcoin industry and the marijuana industry.
Oh, I didn't know that. Even better. I knew that you are currently in the Colorado area, or at least that's where you make your home these days. And so I lived in Seattle for a couple of decades, and so they both share similar laws regarding recreational marijuana.
Yes, recreational marijuana. And that's one of the things that I did... I was a bud tender and a cultivator for this big corporate conglomerate out there in Denver, Colorado.
So my question is, I see a very useful space for cryptocurrency between the three layers of the marijuana, the recreational marijuana industry. That is the growers, the distributors, and then the retailers. Now, this could also apply to medical marijuana as well. The problem in Washington State... There's several problems, but the biggest problem was that these industries cannot get banked.
Yes.
Because it's still federally illegal. While it's legal in the state, it's federally, and so like all your big banks, your Bank of America, your Chase Bank, and all this kind of stuff, if you're like, hey, I'm a marijuana retailer and I need a bank account, they're like, sorry, you can't have one. And so I see this space that exists for the three layers of the marijuana industry to trade in cryptocurrency for their needs in between themselves to alleviate some of that pain of not being able to bank traditionally.
Yes, that is one of the things. There are so many problems in the marijuana industry as I see it. One is it's heavily taxed and heavily regulated.
Yeah.
So it is true. I'd rather have legal weed than illegal weed. But the legal weed in Colorado, they tack on a 26% sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
They tack on a 39% federal income tax because of IRS Regulation 280 ECHO. So IRS Regulation 280E, if you don't know what that is, it says if you're a marijuana grower, you are not allowed to take any deductions for labor, for rent, for expenses. All of that has to come off the top. So if you have...
Wow.
$10 million in gross income, that's treated as $10 million of profit, taxed at 39%.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so when you actually do the math, 80% of the money, 90% of the money goes to paying taxes and regulatory costs.
Yep.
There's very little left over to pay the bud tenders and the farmers
same,
and the salespeople.
The same exists in Washington State, similar anyway, where they taxed each leg, that is the growers, the distributors, and the retailers, they taxed them each somewhere around 30%. It's probably like 28%.
You know,
or something like that.
I may not be a smoker, but I knew I preferred New Hampshire weed for a reason.
Yeah. So, it seems like a natural marriage to me. Here's an entire industry, two different states. Many states now have legalized recreational marijuana, and so I see it as a natural marriage. What's preventing, do you think, cryptocurrency and the marijuana businesses from getting together and interacting with this?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things. Like with crypto, we have a chicken or an egg problem that people don't want to accept crypto unless they're like, for example, if I'm a crypto business, a pot business, and you say to me, oh, we have this pot cryptocurrency, why should I accept it? And how many of my customers are going to pay with it?
Well, you don't even have to accept like a specific, like the cryptocurrencies that exist could easily be adopted.
Yeah.
By, you know, at least at the retail level.
Well,
and then also within the businesses themselves, right? Because the retailer needs to buy from the distributor needs to buy from the grower. They could all be interacting with each other right, in cryptocurrency, not even offering it as a payment method to the retail people, right?
Yeah.
The guy who just wants to buy a pack of joints or, you know,
yeah,
some gummies
or
something.
They could be doing, like, I know they've, you know, like, with Ethereum, you can do all kinds of smart contracts. And
right.
All kinds of...
When Bob pays X bill this month, then, you know, release shipment X to Bob's pot business or whatever it is, right? It'd be really easy to automate a whole bunch of business processes between the three legs of the businesses using something like smart contracts.
Yeah. And, you know, Bitcoin... The thing with Bitcoin that we've noticed, and Bitcoin has been around for 10 years, and it's proven its worth. The problem is the $8 transaction fee. Every time you want to buy or send Bitcoin, it's $8. And that only makes sense to send large amounts of money. So when you want to make cryptocurrency available for like a $5 or $10 joint purchase, you have to be able to make that transaction happen for 10 cents, 5 cents, a penny.
Yeah.
And,
well, there are other cryptocurrencies that can do that.
I'm just saying that's one of the reasons I haven't seen it adopted. I've been trying out there in Colorado.
Yeah.
I would say, oh, have anybody ever thought of accepting Bitcoin?
Right.
And the boss said, yeah, we've thought about it, but the thing is, who would pay for it? Who would pay with it? If it makes no sense to start accepting it and put in all this time and effort if nobody's actually going to use it.
Right.
See, and this is why it's so great to have a, you know, be in New Hampshire here, because there's so many other places also accepting it. And there is this chicken and egg problem. But, you know, at the same time, you know, in the back of my head, I'm always thinking, well, you're not actually, it's not like you're going to switch over to Bitcoin completely or cryptocurrencies completely anyway. And you probably wouldn't necessarily want to do that anyway, but that's actually not a bad thing, right? Like, especially during a transition stage, because, you know, it's not 100% stable, but, you know, at the same time, it has a tendency to go up in value. So from a business prospect, and as a business owner myself, it actually makes a lot of sense to take crypto.
Yeah. I know you accept crypto at the Mighty Newsmart, don't you, Chris?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you worried about getting raided by the FBI for doing that?
It already happened. I don't think I have to worry about that too much.
Are you worried about, like, them filing charges saying, oh, you accepted $10 worth of Bitcoin for, you know, such and such transaction?
Not at all.
No, it's, I think you've got it integrated with your point of sale system, and it's all, it's just like taking another form of payment. Like, if you decided to accept Canadian currency, you just add that as a method of accepting currency to your point of sale system, and, you know, all the rest of the books are the same on the back. And so I don't think it's a problem.
As long as you report it and everything correctly, you're good.
Yeah. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live if you'd like to join us. More with TJ the Spy coming up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live. It's the Friday night edition. We are the radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, anything that's on your mind. We will talk about stuff here ourselves. We always do some show prep, but you can talk about anything that's on your mind. If you happen to want to comment on what we're talking about, that's great, too. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Chris.
And TJ the spy.
You had mentioned the Crypto Six, and the Crypto Six are preparing to take on the state with a prospective trial date in May of 2022. They are preparing their defense of liberty and financial freedom against attempts by the state to take control of cryptocurrency by setting up the likes of Coinbase, Gemini, and Kraken as the gatekeepers of cryptocurrency, at least in the U.S. anyway, and you know further than that. This can't be allowed to happen. We must keep cryptocurrency away from the control of the federal government. It is the only way to keep them from continuing to drop bombs without consequence around the world, wreaking unbelievable devastation and destruction upon innocent human beings. Stand with us in our fight to put an end to war. Visit thecrypto6.com to learn how you can join the fight to defund the war machine. We aren't backing down. Are you going to stand with us? Thecrypto6.com. So, TJ, you had mentioned that Mr. Bitcoin was also supporting the Crypto Six.
Mr. Bitcoin is supporting the Crypto Six. He will be at the trial, whenever that is, in a year. You know, it takes the FBI and the federal government year or 2 years to do anything to get them to finally get to trial.
It took them longer than that. They were investigating, according to them, for 5 years.
Yeah.
I would say it takes the government, no matter what branch, federal, state, local, about an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's hilarious.
So I also, in related news to the Crypto Six, there will be another hearing, a bail hearing for Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, who is still a hostage of the federal government. And it looks like it will be a Zoom meeting. All of these have been Zoom meetings,
yeah,
quote, due to COVID, unquote. So you have to join them online rather than showing up in person because these meetings are supposed to be available to the public. So I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but the idea that keeps popping into my head is that if you do join this Zoom meeting to see Nobody's next bail hearing, that within the Zoom itself, you don't have to change your name. You change just your screen name to Nobody. And that way, everybody's Nobody, and Nobody is once again part of everybody.
How would I find this link for the Zoom hearing?
Well, I usually get it from the chats.
And I can find the link to the chat.
I would ask you that.
TheCrypto6.com.
Very well.
There is a Telegram group you can join, and you will definitely get a link if you join the Telegram group for the Zoom hearing. Probably, if it's not already posted, it will be posted, you know, around the time of the hearing.
Traditionally, if we find out about these hearings beforehand, it'll be posted, and then, you know, 20 minutes or so before the actual thing goes on, people are, hey, has anybody got a link? And somebody will repost it and that kind of thing. So if you don't see one readily, feel free to just ask the room.
They seem to make it difficult for you to find this information out because they want to hinder, you know, people seeing what's really going on behind the scenes.
I just had this vision in my head, kind of like V for Vendetta, when everybody shows up wearing the masks. Right, like everybody shows up to the Zoom meeting being Nobody.
Yeah.
All right. So at any rate,
anyway, yeah. If you see Mr. Bitcoin, it's he's a giant Bitcoin. Walks around. He has a hat that says "Government money sucks, and in Bitcoin we trust."
Nice.
But giant blue boots. But Ian has some pictures of him. If you see him around town, you can come up to him. I know that he's going to be delivering a dozen roses to Georgiana McDonald, the assistant United States attorney in New Hampshire.
What color roses?
The red roses.
Okay, just checking.
Why? Are there a different color? Do the colors mean different things?
They do, yes. For example, the black rose means I wish death upon you.
Oh, really? Well, ooh. I better not give her a black rose. I want to give her a red rose, let her know she's loved, even though she's being silly.
And like, yeah, red roses are supposed to be love, and yellow are supposed to be like friendship and that kind of thing. I don't know all of the
colors. The let's roses, be friends but thing kind of sounds...
Well, yeah, Ian's
friend zone.
Yeah.
Now, well, I'm sure, I hope, you know, like, I don't want to irritate anybody, but, you know, I think it's very important that this case get more public attention than what it's getting, simply because I've bought and sold Bitcoin before.
Yes.
Not to anywhere the degree that Ian has, or allegedly has, but it's one of those things that when I see it, I said, this is clearly an overreach.
And the problem is, this is something that everybody who uses crypto does occasionally, at least, you know. And so, like, if you can convict, you know, these individuals on this, if you hold crypto, you could also be convicted on this. And just because you're not doesn't mean they can't come after you anytime, you know, you say something they don't like. And they're trying to create fear amongst cryptocurrency users as well as take out political activists.
Right. They know. So, that the blockchain technology behind Bitcoin and all the cryptocurrencies is a threat to their very existence.
Right.
The blockchain specifically is a bureaucracy killer. Right. For the longest time, humanity has relied on these centralized agencies for things like registration. How do I know my thing is official? How do I know if I buy this car from you that this piece of paper that we sign is official? Right. And for the longest time, human beings have relied upon these centralized organizations known as government. Right. You go down to the local whatever building, the DMV, whatever it is, the government agency. You know, sign the thing. You get an official notarized document, et cetera, and so on. Well, all of this can be replaced by the blockchain.
Yep, absolutely.
All of it. And they know it. And so they're doing their damnedest to slow it down because they fear for their existence as an organization, which they rightly should, in my opinion. I think the blockchain technology, cryptocurrency, you know, the combination of those two things is going to destroy governments as we know
it. It effectively obsoletes a lot of the bureaucracy that is currently government, for sure.
Yeah. And when I first saw Bitcoin back in 2011, I was a graduate student at the University of Missouri at Rolla, or now the Missouri University of Science and Technology, excuse me.
Okay.
Sure. And I saw it, and I said, this is the future. You're using the elliptic curve digital signature algorithm and the SHA-2 hash algorithm and the blockchain and peer-to-peer networking to create digital money.
Yes.
And it worked, and the source code was sound, and the mathematics was sound, and the network protocols were sound.
People ask me all the time, and correct me if I'm wrong, they go, well, what gives Bitcoin its value? Like math. Mathematics.
What are you buying when you, like, I would explain this. I would go to parties and I said, look, check it out. There's this thing called the Silk Road in 2012. It's a website you can go to on the hidden dark net. The feds allegedly can't shut it down. But the idea is people can buy and sell the different products that they want to sell voluntarily, and that they can pay for it with this thing called Bitcoin. Use PGP encryption so that your email, your shipping address gets sent to the dealer. You pay it within Bitcoin, and then you leave feedback like you do on Amazon, and then in a week, you know, you get your products. And when I saw this, I said, I immediately went to the frat dudes, and I said, hey, you got to see this. Watch this. What's your favorite drug? And everybody was like, oxycodone, cocaine. Right. And they were just telling me all the drugs they wanted. And so I sat down with my laptop, and I said, all right, in a week, 3.5 grams of cocaine will arrive from Best Blow USA. And I just paid him $100 or, you know, no. I paid him like $300 for, you know, 3.5 grams of very high-quality cocaine. And it arrived, and all of a sudden, once these frat guys got a taste of that cocaine, they were like, dude, you got to come to our party. You got to show us how to use the Bitcoin. Like, how does this Bitcoin thing work?
Right.
How does it? And I said, yeah, it's a beautiful technology to circumvent all these government laws that prohibit us from buying and selling products that we want to buy and sell.
Right.
So it allows freedom.
Are you aware that on Craigslist.org, they've put in a new little checkbox on the left-hand side? Craigslist is still a very plain-looking website, but they put in a little checkbox on the left-hand side, and anything that's for sale, you can click the checkbox that says cryptocurrency okay. And so people can list things for sale if they want to buy or sell them using cryptocurrency on Craigslist.
That sounds amazing, because I have some silver bars that I totally would love to sell for crypto. Just, you know, accept them or something like that, and
it just amazes me, because Craigslist did to newspapers what I think
to the classifieds.
Yeah, what cryptocurrency and the blockchain are going to do to bureaucracy, which is completely ruin them.
I can't wait.
603-283-6160. What are your thoughts? Is the blockchain going to destroy bureaucracy? More Free Talk Live coming up. Hour number two is next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.